Here in this church in communion, we celebrate the presence of the Lord. We believe He does something very tangible, very precious, and very real. And we do this once a month here, and we invite all who are dedicated to the Lord and have surrendered their life to Jesus to participate with us. We have an open table, which means you don't have to be a member of this congregation to enjoy the presence of the Lord in communion. So I'm going to read the scriptures that specifically teach us about communion from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Starting in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord," if you don't have the elements yet, go ahead and raise your hand if there's anybody missing. Okay. If there's someone else. All right. "For I received from the Lord," thank you, "that which I delivered also to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." Verse 28, "Let a man, therefore meaning a woman as well, examine himself herself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Above all, the Lord is after restoration, healing, and his presence, and his people to be together with him. If there's anything that yet remains in your heart that puts a wall between you and Jesus, I urge you, as we pause just quietly for a few moments, just repent of it right now and ask him to forgive you. Don't hold on to shame. Don't hold on to condemnation that separates you from God. And don't hold on to the sin. Just give it to him. If there's yet anything between you and someone else within this congregation that you know is a difficulty that needs to be taken care of, take care of it now and get healed and take communion and celebrate. If there's something between you and someone who is not here, and you've tried to make things right with them, something's gone awry and you've tried to make it right, all you can do is leave that in the hands of the Lord and go ahead and participate in communion. And if there's something with someone that you know remains that you want to yet take care of, make a commitment to Jesus this morning that on your first opportunity, you'll take care of that and go ahead and celebrate communion. So, Lord, we put our trust in you as we pause before you to make sure all is right. We've celebrated in your presence. We're clean through the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for your grace and mercy, but speak to your people now as we pause before you, before we partake of the elements. Now, Father, as we pick up this bread, we understand it represents your body. We understand that your body was broken for us, tragically, horrifically, and that you went to the cross for us, Jesus. And from that cross, after being impaled, with your arms outstretched, you said, "Father, forgive them." And Lord, that forgiveness washes over us today, and we are so glad. Come on, aren't you glad, church? We're so glad. So glad for your mercy and for your grace. And Lord, this morning you tell us to do these things in remembrance of you, and we do that right now. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body for us. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand that your blood was shed for us that ratifies the covenant between God and us. You died, so we didn't have to. Lord, we are so grateful to be healed, redeemed, forgiven, and receive your mercy. And all of this is through your grace and good news and your blood shed for us. Lord, as we do this in remembrance of you, we pause right now and say afresh, Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just tell him thank you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are so good, so great, so marvelous, so wonderful. And we give you praise today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.